Welcome back to the Bob Harden Show. And now here's your host, Bob Harden.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's providing you news and commentary rooted in the commitment to individual liberty, personal responsibility, limited government, and the rule of law. Coming up, we're going to visit with Kelly Apfel. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with the Midwest Food Bank. Right now, we have with us our Congressman, Byron Donalds. Congressman Donald, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's so strange to say Congressman Donalds after our friendship after all these years, but nevertheless, I'm so proud of you up there in Congress and what's going on. So much to talk about. I guess let's just raise this whole issue of executive orders and what the president is doing right now.
The president, if you take him at his word from when he was running as a candidate to be president, is being a dictator. I mean, he was in a forum with George Stephanopoulos, and he literally said, like, you know, to get the agenda done, you have to be able to get the votes. You just can't do it by executive order. I mean, that's what dictators do.
Mm-hmm.
But those are his words, Bob.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He literally is just doing this step by step with a pen and a phone. He's taking what Barack Obama said. He's taking it to a whole nother level. Like, if you really look at, he has done more executive orders than any of the last six presidents combined. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's really touching every aspect of America, and it's just not the way to go. We are a democratic republic. Members of Congress represent their areas. You're not always going to get your way, but you do have to bring these issues to Congress. Some of the ones that are most egregious, I mean, the Paris Climate Accords, and I know that the fact that they call it a climate accord, that means they're using cute language. So it means that it's not a treaty. That's not true. It's a treaty. Yeah. There are benchmarks that the United States has to perform under that agreement. That should come back to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And the Congress should actually vote and decide whether we're going to engage in this climate accord, not just the president unilaterally. You have things like getting rid of the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the construction of that. Number one, this, you talk about the tens of thousands of jobs that are lost.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, what about the fact that if you stop these construction contracts, the contracts still have to be paid? Bob, it's a business contract or any other.
Yeah.
If you don't perform your side of the deal, you actually are liable for the value of that contract. So this could actually end up costing the American people more money, frankly, to just stop construction altogether. And why are we doing this? Purely for politics.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's to appease some branch of far-left politics, but it's certainly, you know, it's all in juxtaposition to remembering to President Trump saying he wants to make America great again. So I always scratch my head there with each order to ask myself, how is this making our country great again? They're not.
Exactly right. It simply is not. Then you have somebody like you know, you have John Kerry going out there, who's the climate envoy or whatever they call him.
Yeah.
And he's literally saying, well, you know, those people who have jobs, they can just get other jobs. They can just make solar panels. Like, John Kerry, like, that's not your job is not to realign what the American people are doing in their lives.
Yeah.
The people that work in the oil patch, the people that work on these pipeline rigs, they took those jobs for a myriad of reasons. They took those jobs and they have those jobs. So now he's saying, no, you guys can't have your jobs anymore. Sit down. We'll retrain you. And then you can go off and do something else. He doesn't even understand, at a minimum, the logistics that go on in their families' lives. What does it mean for their children, if they have any? What it means for those towns and those communities where these people live? He has no idea. He's right. Only fixated on his amorphous goal of climate.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. And this is what happens when you have do-gooders in D.C. who think they know everything and can make decisions for everybody. It's got to stop.
Well, you know, our wall against these atrocious decisions, of course, we have the courts. Attorneys general are already starting to raise their concerns about what's going on, but also Congress. I mean, what's the mood, and what are you hearing from your fellow conservatives there in Congress?
Oh no, we're all furious because we're like, listen, we understand that we're in the minority in the House,
mm-hmm.
but at least bring these bills forward. There is no movement in the House right now. Nancy Pelosi's not putting forward any agenda. There's no suite of bills. Committees aren't even meeting yet. Like, we're actually going to start committee work next week. So there's all this action about actual policy in the United States, and Congress isn't even meeting right now.
Hmm.
This is how bad this stuff is. What I'm hearing is that she's putting together some budget, which frankly is going to bypass the budget committee, which I'm on, by the way.
Great.
And it's going to bypass the committee and go straight to the floor for a vote. Like, how are you going to put together a whole budget out of the speaker's office and then say, okay, here's the budget. This is what we're voting on. Vote for it. what this is, Bob, is it is the most cynical approach, because all they're trying to do is create a budget to satisfy the budget reconciliation rules. But the members of Congress are going to have no input on this. This is what's going on. This is not a representative republic right now. This is a dictatorship being run from the left. And for all their talk about how bad Donald Trump was, Donald Trump did not use his pen and his phone.
Nope.
He worked with Congress on virtually everything. He worked with Congress.
Absolutely.
And that's the way this is supposed to go.
Yeah, so disappointed. To say, of course, his popularity continues to go up as this is going on. I think there might be a lot of buyer's remorse out there with regard to what's happening. Hey, you made a comment about the Citadel and Robinhood and all the things that are going on with trading right now. Any thoughts and comments?
I'm actually very concerned about this. I mean, Bob, look, I've been in the industry. You made your career, your entire lifelong career in the industry. Our financial system, our stock market, is supposed to be a wide open marketplace. There are rules. Don't get me wrong. We both know what the rules are. Mm-hmm. There are rules, but it is a wide open marketplace where people are able to buy and sell shares of companies, regardless of what those companies are doing or not doing. What's happened is if the Reddit news feed found enough people to buy the stock of GameStop and drove it up the way it's been driven up, I mean, it was just ridiculous how far it was, then there is no place for some institution to step in one way or the other and say, oh, no, we can't sell those shares anymore. Frankly, Bob, the only entity that could really do that to delist, it should be the exchange itself. If the NYSE, or I forget what exchange GameStop is on, actually decided to delist the stock for a myriad of reasons. But it's not just because you have a bunch of individuals, frankly. You have tens of thousands of individuals who literally are becoming the market maker for GameStop.
And
this is what is very concerning to me.
Yeah, I mean, basically pandering to hedge funds like Citadel, making sure that they're not going to suffer, so they can keep them in business. I hate that aspect of it, but it just raises this whole issue of front running. I mean, when a group of people, even on a chat site, collude to drive up a worthless stock and start buying it up, doesn't that represent front running?
Say that again, Bob. I'm sorry, you broke.
Yeah, doesn't the when a bunch of people collude to drive up the value of a stock or the price of a stock, even though it's worthless, isn't that called front running? In other words, isn't that against the law?
It could very well be, and I think that's where you have to have an actual investigation.
Yeah.
But it's not clear to me what Robinhood has done or not did. They just said you couldn't buy the stock anymore.
Yeah.
But there are other places where you can continue to buy the stock.
Yeah.
But again, this is actually the purpose of the SEC. That's their job.
Right.
And the concern I have is that if you have a trading platform or a broker platform just unilaterally saying, nope, we're not going to let you trade in that anymore, when if you look at Robinhood, the actual purpose of that application is for small investors to engage in a stock market. It makes it significantly easier for them to do so.
Absolutely.
That's my concern.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, it's clear to me, I do think there need to be, at a minimum, there have to be investigations. Maybe there have to be hearings on Capitol Hill. But there definitely should be an investigation. I think the SEC should definitely look into this. They're probably already started, they should.
Yeah,
the number one thing you don't want to have on either side of this is you don't want to have collusion.
Right.
Because that actually disrupts our markets, because then you don't have free-flowing information. And then people can't actually be in our financial markets and trusting the system. That's the thing I'm mostly concerned about.
Absolutely. You know, Byron, we're so proud of you. I mean, we've seen you on Fox and Friends, so the spokesperson here, you're really for freedom up there. I just genuinely appreciate the work that you're doing in Congress. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob. You have a great day.
You as well. Thank you, Byron. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with Kelly Apfel. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with the Midwest Food Bank. We're going to do that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show. On the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of the Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.